Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
My guest tonight is Marie Diamond, and she is one of the world phenomenon transformational masters, I should say, of Feng Shui. And this is the beautiful art, and it's a very ancient art, of placement. And it is something that has been shown to redirect energies for many, many years. And I'm really excited about Marie joining us, because not only does she have these ancient art forms mastered, but she's also put it into an app, which is super easy to use, that has a built-in compass. So you can take the guesswork out of all of this and learn where to place items that really can help move and shift energy in your life. Welcome, Marie. Thank you so much for joining me.
So wonderful to be with you, Lisa, with all the listeners.
Hello. So I, first of all, Happy New Year. Is there any specific tradition that you do during the transition of the year, a brand new year, that helps you reset things?
Yeah, I always do like a lot of clearing, you know, just looking at everything, what I don't want for the rest of the year. Like, so that all the things for 2023, organize it and clear whatever I don't need for 2024. And then, of course, I make my vision board, because that's something I've seen works amazingly.
Is there a specific energy in 24 that we should be aware of that we want to enhance or diminish?
Well, you know, we are in Chinese astrology, we're getting into the Wooden Dragon Year. And the Wooden Dragon Year is really all about following your passion and really live your purpose. So when you write your goals or you have your New Year's resolutions, really focus on what you're passionate about, what you really want to be on purpose, what's your focus. So that's something I would suggest to everybody.
And so it's probably been on people's minds a lot, because it's January and a great chance to start new beginnings. And it can really start to make you think about passion, purpose, what you want to change or do differently. Let's talk a little bit about how Feng Shui would make something like that happen or enhance your passion or your purpose. What is this ancient art of Feng Shui?
Well, you know, feng shui means literally wind and water. So it's all about flow of energy. And I would say most people are aware of there's some energy to certain places. They come to a certain place and they're like, oh, I like it here. There's a good vibe. and then they keep hanging out there. And then there's another place, it could be a restaurant, that looks amazingly aesthetically, but they just like, yeah, it's not a great vibe. Let's not keep staying here. Mm-hmm. So we have that instinctively somehow. But feng shui is really an energy system that has been around for more than 3,000 years. And I always kind of say, you can compare it a little bit with like acupuncture, you know, Tai Chi, Qigong. There are systems that look at the energy flow of your body. And feng shui is really looking at the energy flow of your greater body around you, that is your home, and how it affects your body, how it affects your mind, how it affects how you feel. And so for thousands of years, people have started looking into how the wind would affect you. So in the beginning, I would say it was just about the location of a house. You know, if the house was close to water, if it was protected from the wind. And more, you know, I would say the feng shui masters, I think, and originally there were shamans from the Chinese country, I would say, that you would just look into, like, what is it all affecting the longevity of people? Because the first focus was health. It was not money or relationships. And then later on, they start seeing that also what is inside the house, the colors, the way you position things, would really affect people's mindset. So it is actually, I call it like a three-dimensional vision board that you're creating all around you, and it's all affecting you on a subconscious level.
How much does clutter have to do with that? You can always tell, you know, when you clean something or you clean house and it always feels really good. It's always really clear. But what does the clutter actually do?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people experience that when they declutter, when they reorganize things, they feel like there's a better vibe, a better energy field in the space that they have done that. But you have to understand, we are not just physical body. We have energy field. And even a house has an energy field. And so when you organize something, you actually create peace in yourself. So when there's chaos around you, a lot of clutter, when you look at it, through the mirror neurons in our brain, we actually reflect that back within ourselves. And so we become more chaotic in our mindset or in our feelings. And so whenever everything is clean and organized, we feel that more at peace and calmness, because that is what's reflected within ourselves.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it makes perfect sense. When you go into a space that's very inviting, it's usually very clear. Now, can you tell me a little bit about how you got into this? How did you begin your journey into feng shui?
Yeah. Well, my journey went quite early. I was 15, and when I for the first time heard about the concept feng shui, and you have to understand, I'm originally from Belgium, so I'm a guest in the Asian culture. I come from a Catholic family, so we were not so much into that, but I was always very connected in with energy, and I could feel very well the vibration of places and people. I was a very sensitive, I think probably a high sensitive child. And it's only after a near-death experience that I had when I was 15 that I talked to somebody who was like a mentor to me, and I asked, why did I attract this bad luck? Because it was not the first accident I had in a couple of years. It was like my third accident. I almost killed mine. And so
wow.
It was interesting. The mentor told me, I think you have bad feng shui. And that was like the first time I heard this word. And of course, you know, a good student, I was looking it up in the libraries, couldn't find anything about
yep.
it. Right? It didn't exist 45 years ago. And but I, you know, understood that it had to do with my location. And the place where I slept was in the north side of the house. There was no sunshine coming in. I was very depressed there. And so I asked my parents to move to the west side. What I also understood later on, that it was one of my best directions.
Mm.
When this would still come in the evening, I felt more joyful, more happy, and my life really shifted. And I changed also the images, the colors around it. I painted it in orange and white, which is still one of my favorite colors. And I changed the images. Like I did hang images of romance and images of friends hanging out. So from being a very lonely, very bullied child at 15, I really got like my first love. I had friends, the bullies stopped bullying me. So it was this big shift happening, and I was just so much more happier. So I knew the only thing I really changed was my environment.
Huh.
And so that's how I started.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
That is amazing. So you had a lot of accidents and even an NDE at a very young age and discovered feng shui and changed the decor in your room and your life changed? That is amazing. What a story. I mean, and that was many decades ago. And here, I mean, it was almost like the strangest way to find your destiny.
It was. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, that was so bad. I'm like, oh, no, thank God I had that accident, right? Because I found my purpose there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but also when I was in the near-death experience, I really went to the other side. And I was giving there a message that I had to go back to enlighten more than 500 million people. Now, I have to tell you, I had no idea what that meant. So I would say if I would be born now and it would be 50 now, I would start a TikTok account. But at 15, the only thing I could do is try to be of service to my community, to my church, to my school. So I tried to really make a difference in people's life. But of course, I had no idea at that time that feng shui would be one of the aspects how I would help people change their lives.
How have you said you're a guest in the Asian culture and this is a primarily Asian art form. How have you been received in that culture?
Well, I think it started with, first of all, being accepted by a grandmaster of a Chinese grandmaster in Malaysia when I was 31 years old that accepted me as his student. I think that was the first step. And he, wanted to spread the art form to Europe, and I was his first European student. So for me, that was like really beautiful. And when I started studying with him, I mean, it made all so much sense to me. I always say, like, I've probably in previous lifetimes have really connected with that culture, because everything he explained just made so much sense, because I have a very analytical mind. I, you know, before I was 30, I had already a career as an international lawyer. So I was really like,
oh wow.
Right. So, and I have to be honest, I've been very well received. I have a lot of Asian clients. Of course, it's different because it's not my lineage, literally, from my family or from my culture. But sometimes somebody that looks into the culture and sees like how it relates with other things, I feel like I really brought it together with the law of attraction, brought together with the mindset, really start understanding how it connected with the quantum physics field, with neurology, with kinesiology. So I started really bringing like East and West holistic experiences together in what I then called the Diamond Feng Shui School.
Ah, so, I mean, it's interesting because this is the year of passion and purpose, and you just told us this wonderful story of how you unfolded your passion and purpose. And it was very unintuitive that you would be a feng shui master based on your upbringing in Belgium and your history and so forth. But, and even your career as a lawyer, but look what you've done. You've created this system. And now tell me, what is the Diamond Method and how is that different, or how does it enhance the ancient art of feng shui?
Well, I'm a traditionally classic trained feng shui master. So I use what the Asian feng shui masters are using, of the compass school, the flying stars, landscape feng shui, water dragon formulas. So all the ancient knowledge. But what I think was able to do, and that's what the Diamond Feng Shui School is about, is to really see how it creates an energetic profile based on your birthday and then make it very simple to use. Because, you know, I'm somebody that is very good in putting the dots together and make systems that are very, you know, I would say complex, to make it very easy to use. That's kind of, I think, one of my gifts in my life. And so when I started understanding how it works, I remember when I was studying with my grandmaster, at the end of the day, I was telling the other students how it works, because I got it. And so I think that's kind of my greatest gift. And I started also working with a lot of specific colors, because I really do believe from the beginning I started working with colors, that certain colors have certain vibrations, not just connect with the five elements, but also that are influencing the quantum field. And so certain colors really resonate, not just with, I would say, your body, but also with your soul, and helps you to express your purpose of your soul. And so I started to understand there were 24 specific colors that are also connected in with the birthday. And as people using these colors, it's like their soul purpose is easier to manifest. And that is actually very important to me.
Is it, so is your, you said you were in a lot of affinity with orange in terms of a color. Is black a color in your?
It is not, because that's actually connect with the yin yang symbol. It's like the white and the black. So it's actually considered the yin energy, like the calmness, like the void. But the 24 quantum colors are really colors that I would say are existing in nature, right? And so it is a pop of color. So black is not one of them, but black can be used with any of them, for sure. That is not a problem. And sometimes people, especially when they are in cities that are very intense, very busy, just to calm themselves down, people will wear a lot of black, to just find a balance. Like, for example, New York City is known as the city where a lot of people love to wear black dresses or clothes.
Right.
Right? Because it's such a super busy city. So if people would wear, on top of it, a lot of colors, I think they would, you know, be over...
stimulated, yes.
It would be too much.
Yes.
So yeah, I would say that's kind of what you see. But then people that are more in an area where it's not so busy, I think that are more in the farmlands and so on, they would actually, or the suburbs, they would wear more colors because it's not so busy there, right? So it's like we're tuning into it. And for some people, especially depending on the element that is strong for them, they will wear a lot of watercolors, and black is considered a watercolor, but like the deep, deep water where everything is calm.
Right, the deep waters.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.